Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Trina, as always, it's a real pleasure to have you back on with us. I cannot believe how quickly the year is going by. Here we are now, the first Saturday in October. I thought before we talk about the theme for the month, can you just recap for anybody who perhaps is just dipping in, joining us for the first time on this, to just explain what it is that this whole series really is all about, the master key to be free.
Yes, and what do we want to be free of? And what does that freedom feel like when we have it? You know, so over the last number of months, we've been talking about different aspects of our lives, different things that we might even not be aware of. So what are we actually letting go of? We're letting go of the things that anchor us to the kind of negativity in our lives, the things that we don't actually want in our lives. You know me, I'm always saying that we are spiritual beings having a human experience in this world, and we tend to forget the very great power of that. We're basically beings of energy vibrating at a frequency, and we attract to ourselves the things that are vibrating at the same frequency. In other words, we're a magnetic target for everything that occupies us and everything we are and everything we think about all day long. So this year has really been about simply stepping back without judgment, because that can cloud things, and simply observing our thoughts, our behaviors, our habits, with the intention that we become aware of any that do not serve us. You know, we may say of people, we say things like, oh, she's really lucky, or she's always winning things, or he's jammy, everything always turns to gold for him, or, you know, that kind of thing, or the rich get richer, you know. But that's the level of kind of frequency that they operate. They are hopeful, they are optimistic people, and these are the kinds of things that they generate in their own lives. So that's really what we're doing here. We're having a look at how to generate the very best for ourselves by being more aware of what's going on in our mind. What are we thinking about? What's occupying us? What is our state of being generally? There's that lovely quote about Oscar Wilde, and he says, "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars." And in a sense, all of us have experienced the same experience in the last year. It's normal to have life issues. It's a natural part of being human beings. But some of us use the troubles to become victims, and we can give up on our dreams, or we simply use these things that go wrong for us to justify why, you know, there's no point in setting dreams or goals for ourselves in the first place. And other people are the kinds of people who use challenges to find a greater purpose, to fuel their own fire, to become the best that they can possibly be. So when we go back over what we've been doing this year, looking at the likes of shame and guilt and self-defeating habits and negativity and negative self-belief, all of those things, they contribute to the level at which we operate, to life and the kinds of things that get in our way.
This sounds very simplistic, but I think there is a certain, well, there is a huge truth in this, isn't there, Trina, that we can think ourselves into our reality.
Oh, that's the hugest truth. I mean, that is the secret, because in a sense, how we focus our thoughts, our intentions, how we think about ourselves, the way in which we think about what we want for ourselves and our abilities, that's what actually shapes it. I mean, that's the magic wand. We talk about magic words, magic wands. I'm always talking about that in my workshops. But we are the magic wand. We are the words we use and the way we think about ourselves and of others. That's what shapes our reality. We can talk about, you know, that we're supposed to feel good all the time, or we're supposed to think good thoughts all the time. But what I'm saying is that we can feel the emotions. It's perfectly normal to feel sad or to feel lonely or to, you know, to feel bogged down in life, you know, but without sinking into victimhood.
So for anybody listening, though, who is or who feels that they are steeped in worry at the moment, because life can be very challenging and, you know, we all have our worries, let's face it. How do you actually get yourself out of that, though? How do you change your thinking? Because it's all well and good to say, well, if I just stop thinking negatively, then things will go better. But sometimes, you know, it's easier said than done, let's face it.
Okay. And we're coming right back to that thing again of being, observing it rather than falling into, you know, the spiral, you know, the downward spirals. And this month's theme would be to observe ourselves as worrying beings or worrisome beings, because this is really what this month's key to be free is. Worry is a state of mind. You know, we're watching too much TV and we see the volcanic eruption, we say, in the Canary Islands or Kabul and all that's going on there and all of the other things. And we can sit and worry about that. But when we take it and turn it into anxiety, which is when we bring that kind of feeling into our body, then we really have to do something about it, because that's when we start, you know, getting a fast heartbeat and our tummy gets in knots and, you know, we're sweating and whatever else. So we've got to be aware that of what is the effect on us of what we are actually worrying about, because generally it means that we need to either do something or let it go. And there's all kinds of, I mean, we worry about our own finances, we'd say, or our own health, but we also worry and concern ourselves about the people we love and the things that are going on in their lives. And so the first thing to do is, what can I do about this? You know, am I becoming a victim of worry because I'm, you know, somehow choosing this? It's no use or value or help to another human being when you worry, but what you do about it, how you use that concern or compassion for others, is the most important thing. So, for example, if you can do nothing about someone you're worried about who is sick, you could actually set up, we'll say, a fundraising exercise, or you could use that to fuel an activity. At the very least, you can light a candle, say a prayer, send them your very best wishes, bless them, you know, all of those other things, and leave the worry where it is. Leave all your concerns with that candle. The other part of it is that we can turn our worry into doing things like enrolling as a volunteer, joining a community of like-minded people, educating yourself more. If you're worried about the climate, go educate yourself more and then see what you can do about it. And very often we can simply, you know, if you know people who are in a, what you might call a worrisome situation, you can offer to cook for them or to walk their dog, or decide in advance how far you can go with being of use or value to another person, and then offer that.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Because I think often we allow ourselves to get stuck in a spiral of worry because we feel that we have no control, and it's the lack of control. When in actual fact, I mean, the truth is that there are very little things that we can control anyway. But maybe if you are in a situation where you're worried about something, look at what you can actually control and see what steps you can take, and what you can't control. We just have to learn to let that go.
That's it, you know, bless it. Give it your blessing and send out your love to all humanity. I mean, if you cannot do something about a situation, that is what you're doing. You're offering up your highest thoughts and highest wishes for those beings. I mean, lots and lots of people have a lovely habit of lighting a candle when they want to send their love, their compassion, their thought to others. And you know what? Certain exercises have proven that that actually does work. You know, that does help change things, but it certainly changes your own, because you're of no value. I always say this, we're never too sick to make someone well, and we can never worry enough to change the circumstances in someone else's life. It's what we choose to do about it. And that's really, let's get back to that quote of Oscar Wilde's, we are all of us in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. You know, you can stay there and woe is me, or you can look up and say, how can I find the good? What can I do? How can I be useful? What of those beautiful inner strengths, gifts, resiliences, knowledge, imagination, intuition, all of those wonderful aspects of my being, can I bring to this situation to transform it in some way?
I love that, Trina. So there's our October journey mapped out for us. If you find yourself giving into thoughts of negativity, of despair, of worry, well, then just observe them. And if you can, try to turn them around, because what we give our energy to, whether it's positive or negative, that is what our reality will end up reflecting back to us.
Here, 100%, yes.
Trina, as always, such a pleasure. And before we finish this week, because as I said at the start, you know, the time is just flying by. And of course, when we're chatting with you next month, we'll be into November. So I guess it's almost time now for the November Bliss series to start again. Hope so, anyway.
Oh, yeah, 30 days of tenderness and soulful self-care. And I love to invite all of the listeners to your show, Carol, to register. It's free of charge, 30-day program, and I've lots of lovely things. So really, it's just, the idea is that you spend this month, one month in the whole year, just caring for yourself and really nourishing and nurturing every aspect of your being, mentally, physically, emotionally, creatively, every possible way that you possibly can. And I promise you, you will come through to December feeling so good, a feeling just fabulous and ready for the wonderful magical season ahead after that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. It is a wonderful thing to do for yourself for the month of November. And again, as Trina said, it's absolutely free and you can register and find out more by going to Trina's website, which is TrinaKeane, TrinaKeane.com. Trina, as always, a pleasure to have you with us, and we will look forward to continuing our Master Key to Be Free series next month.
Lovely, Carol. Thank you so much.